So, hello, this is Boy in Panties 1998, because I can't party like it's 1999.
And this is Triple X Panty Raider 5556. And we're gonna do that.
Didn't last long. Yeah, go.
We're gonna do the couples questionnaire.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Me too.
It's got me all fucking giddy.
Don't know. So this chick, this is a burner account, wants us to tell the story of how we met each other and how we, or I knew that my partner was the one. I mean, even though we're not engaged or married or anything like that, you know.
It's not a church on planet that can handle this ass. Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, babe, how about you tell your story?
So we met on a cold summer day in Berlin in 1930s. Hey, no, that's not right. And I saw him walking outside of the ice cream shop, eating a bucket of mint chocolate rainbow sherbet, and he was wearing a unicorn shirt. That's what I knew he was the one, because I love unicorns. It was so great.
They're like pretty cool and stuff.
And when I went up and said, "Hi, what's your name?" He kept eating the ice cream. I was like, "Oh my God, yes." Ignore me. Oh, I love it
So, I remember that day too. I was like outside eating the fucking ice cream, and this weird guy came up to me and was like, "Oh my God, I want your unicorns." And I was like, "Whatevs, bro, let me eat my fucking ice cream."
You're so funny.
Yeah, pretty hilarious if you haven't noticed already. And so like he just started following me around and stuff, and I was like, "Dude, you need to like leave me alone." But
I just wanted to ride the unicorn, I mean.
yeah, so he kind of just went all in, and I realized that in the end, he would probably kill me if I didn't start dating him. So,
Yeah, that's correct. Strangle you in your sleep. I
I kind of just went for it.
It's worked out pretty good. He doesn't like to have sex like when he's awake, though. It's kind of weird, but I don't mind because, it's fun for me.
Yeah, I mean, the sex is actually pretty good. Because he's like a total freak who likes, to have his butthole fisted. So,
Double fist,
I'm like
down,
totally done with
double
that.
dragon.
Oh God. Yeah, so, that was kind of how we fell in love. Went from being stalked to fucking like all day long. So yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty great. So, what was the first thing you noticed about your partner? Eyes, boobs, ass, of course, arms, fashion sense. My God, that's got to be it.
I think the eyes was what I noticed first, because they're like totally crazy. He's like totally widened out, like and just looking at you. Intense stare and never looking away.
I pay you when I'm
I was
sleeping.
like, stop looking at me like that.
I did, you're just so beautiful.
And you're quick to notice that even when he's sleeping, he sleeps with his eyes open exactly like that. It freaks me the
I can't handle a minute without you.
So yeah, the eyes was the first one I noticed. Yeah, well, and the fashion sense, because he was like wearing a black garbage bag. What's that
Well,
sound about me?
thanks for letting everyone know I was the homeless person when you met me. So, the first thing I noticed was, of course, his fists. I wanted him inside me so hard. Double fisted like a piston in an engine. Ah, oh, God, yes. But after that outbreak, say his ass. Because it looks like a horse, and a horse is really close to unicorns, and I love the unicorns. But yeah, I love the unicorns. They're so magical. Oh God, just like my love for you, it's magical.
Babe, do you have like a sweet, romantic, memorable thing you've done for me?
That's like the most memorable and sweet thing I've ever done. It'll probably be that one time that like you didn't run when I tried to have sex with you. That's pretty great. It was pretty great that one time when, the tranquilizer set in and time that I didn't have to chase you. It's pretty wonderful.
How's that sweet or romantic? Least of all memorable if I don't remember
Because, like, I didn't have to run. I didn't have to, like, sweat. That's gross. It's like, ew. It's still gross. Yeah, like,
it.
sweat. But I would definitely say, when you look at me and you're awake.
You're so ridiculous. The most romantic thing I've ever done was the last time I tried to leave home. Where I knew that he had to use the toilet after me, so I left an upper decker. Just out of spite, because I love him so much, that son of a bitch. I thought that was pretty romantic, and I don't think anyone needs to say memorable.
That was definitely a memorable morning for me. I had a really shit that morning. That was just the thing of the way. Oh no, that was romantic. Yeah.
I mean, you can't have everything, okay? Calm down. It's like it was two out of three things. Come on. I mean, give me some credit.
Okay.
Okay.
So, So let's ask it if we have like a romantic routine, like notes in briefcases. Oh, that's a good idea. flowers every month. I don't even bear a kiss and a hug at the t ah! I would die! Because,
So, I mean, when we first started dating, I gave him a restraining order every month.
It was great.
But she guess that
Because
didn't
he
work.
was strong.
I guess I kind of developed Stockholm syndrome, so I started leaving him notes and books. But considering he never reached them, that kind of makes me sad.
I like pop-up books. They're exciting. A whole world could pop up in front of you like nothing. Like, oh god, that's paper, and then bam! It's the castle. It's so exciting. I guess it's so excited. Oh.
What's your romantic routine? I don't think you have one.
I totally do. As you get home, I give you your drug to drink. You pass out of the living room. Ah! And then I have my way with you. Ride my
I'm not.
little unicorn.
You do that to me every day.
And then you wake up and you're like, what happened to me? I'm like, oh, nothing. You just fell asleep when you got home. You're so tired. I took care of you. It was great. So romantic.
It's like I have no idea what he's talking about, but I assume so. Does BDSM factor into your relationship? Babe.
Yes. Don't know what that
Yes.
was. Yes. Wow. I think we're on our set of bass. Whoops and chains excitement. He just never does it.
You know, like the sticks and stones may break your bones part, because that's kind of what I want to do to you.
Sticks are nice. You can hit me with a stick. You just can't go away, that's all. You can hit me as hard as you like.
No, this is a. It kind of seems like a 24/7 kind of thing we've got going on, where,
Yes.
controls where I am 24/7 hours a day.
I definitely watch it all day.
She like tracks my cell phone and my car. Please help. But I didn't say anything.
Oh, who initiates sex most often? Oh, that's definitely me. Even when he doesn't remember.
that's him.
I like it when he's snoring. And I can use the vibrations on my balls. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, I mean, that's another sad. So good.
The only time I initiated sex was when I tried to kill him with my dick in his ass. Tried to fuck him to death.
All it did was leave me wanting more.
Yeah, I kind of figured that one out afterwards. That didn't go too
Yes. You can try to kill me anytime you like.
It's not gonna happen again, I swear.
Oh my God, I can't keep this up anymore. I love you.
Oh, we almost made it the whole question hour. I eventually thought of it. I eventually like, oh my God, they're so
Oh
crazy.
man, I love you. Well, I think I'm the kinkier one because, like, I like it when he kicks me in the balls and
I love it.
when he hits me in the head with a plank.
I love when my ankle hits him in the taint. Oh so good. I like a kick in the
That's my favorite though, like And I like being suspended in the air and then like not eating for like 2 days.
Yeah, he likes to have the, Bear Grylls experience,
But indoor and safe there, because you have to remember, okay? Safe, sane, and sensual. Wait.
Yeah, triple ass.
The
Triple ass.
SSS.
I like ass.
I was like, oh, wait, isn't that wrong? No, I'm pretty sure it's central.
On the ass.
They'll watch porn together, like, I
All the time we watch ourselves.
don't.
Oh.
Yeah, but is that porn, or is that just,
Oh,
like, jerking off to us jerking off? Like, isn't that pretty enough to start?
circumception.
Is it like a foursome? Have you done
Yes.
that? Like with ourselves. That's pretty meta if you think about it. We're pretty cool. Like we're new age.
We're pretty awesome. Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Give me some ass, sweet Gavin.
I said I wasn't gonna talk like this. Stop encouraging me.
I'm encouraging you to talk like that.
Shut up,
Don't
bitch.
you tell me what's wrong, you son of a
What are your favorite purchases, Jenner?
bitch. The flying Superman, or like, I'm lying down on the bed, and he's like, my penis is inside him, and he like. Grabs
Yeah.
his he grabs his legs and then he tries to spin around like
I
as many
said,
times as
say
possible.
right,
Yeah,
yeah, that's what we
we
call a
watch
record player.
meat spin like at least 1,000 times a day, okay?
Yeah, oh, so good. I like the Titanic as well. You hold me up in the air, and your face is in my butthole, and you're like. And then, like, Celine Dion is in the background, and I pretend I'm Leo DiCaprio, and I haven't won an Oscar, and I hate my life, but at least I have someone eating my butthole. It's
Yeah,
great.
I like when I'm standing there with you above my head, I'm like trying to say I'm the king of the world, but it comes out like mumbled when
I'm just
your
singing out
phone
loud.
is like I'm the
It felt so good when you did that.
I want a second term out.
It's like the correct rumble in the jungle, I mean. It's so good.
Like way down south where it feels good. Yay.
What do you think is your partner's favorite body part on you?
Don't confirm or deny. See the next question. I think it
I
is. I was
agree.
gonna say your penis. Oh my God, calm down. Yeah, I was gonna say your penis, 'cause it like first it goes one way, and then goes the other way, and then goes the same way again. It's like a zigzag pattern. It feels really good.
Like my penis inside you. It felt so good on our outside.
Yeah.
It's a little yellow submarine going 20 leagues under the sea. Huh?
It doesn't even matter. Like, I don't really care how he looks, because as long as I can have his penis and tight, then I'm okay. Okay.
All right.
What do you like about me? Tell me. Oh my God.
I like my penis when it's inside you. I don't know
No,
how
I have to like something about me, okay?
to. Oh. I
Wait,
like.
oh, that's what's your partner's favorite body part on me? God damn it, I forgot. Damn it, I misunderstood the damn question. I think you like my penis too.
I like your penis. I like when we stick penis on penis and then we wrap it around and we fuck ourselves. It's so good.
Have I ever been on a wheel of penis? It's like where you have like a lot of guys and they like line up in a circle and then you just like I'll put the penis in the guy in front of your butthole and you have like a wheel of fucking
Yeah.
it's pretty good.
It's just coming on, coming on, coming on, coming. It's like a cumception, cum pyramid, and like a fucking fountain.
It's like a cum fountain.
Yeah.
That's bad, God. Like, we should make that our signature move.
Yeah. Like, if we were in the WWF, we would definitely do the cum wheel. Like, that would be it, you know? I would totally do the cum wheel, and the other team would just be like, oh my God, Becky, look at their cum.
Yeah, I mean, why it says WWF? It's because it's the World Wrestling Fags. I just love that. Okay, I just like caused that error.
So, where is your favorite place to touch your partner?
I like to touch it with it. I like to do the
Cha-cha. I
cha-cha.
like the cha-cha.
I like to touch him in his navel so I can get out all that good stuff in there and put it in my mouth.
Oh yeah, there's nothing like lint from a belly button. So
Yeah.
good.
Like get your finger all getting. Oh, yeah, feels good. And then.
I like to use your nipples like PlayStation controllers, you know, and like
AB.
I will put in the cheat code, and it's a special code. It needs my cum, and so I play with the nipples, play with it, and then. And it's like a Cinnabon. So, how often do we have sex, you ask? Well, let me elaborate
Let
for you.
me tell you about how often we have sex.
So, we have sex all the time. So we live inside each other. No, I'm just kidding. Look at 18 hours a day.
Was like, when I got home, we like have sex, the penis on penis kind of sex.
Yeah, we pretty much talk all the time. It's like, ride it, ride it.
Alrighty, hoo-hoo,
Yeah.
yeah. I guess you'd say I've become completely gay. Fuck me. Fuck my butthole.
Fuck my dick with your dick.
Yeah.
Let's have dick on dick action.
That's how he knows I want to get some of that ass.
It's about that time.
It's
Oh, look at this shot.
business time.
I think it's ass fucking dirty.
What? I
So
don't
what do
think
you?
we agreed on that.
So what?
So, how adventurous does your sex get? Do you have a sex routine or do you mix it up a lot?
Well, if building a replica of the Starship Enterprise,
Just, for a cosplay. Okay. And
and
it's like a one-to-one scale as well. It's ridiculous.
if I dressed up like a Klingon and he dressed up like Captain Kirk and we fucked our fucking night, it's called adventurous,
I
then
think
I
we'd
might
say
say
that we're pretty fucking
adventurous.
adventurous, yeah? Live long and prosper. Or come and let my butt and prosper.
Rock,
So,
Jasper.
what people see this is a butt. What do I wear to bed?
Nothing. No pants
Well,
all the time.
that's not true for me because I like to wear My Princess Leia slave outfit.
Oh, yes! I love when you're Princess Leia! That's actually how we became in love. She finally found my Princess Leia I've been searching for.
I kinda like it when he wears his Jabba the Hutt costume and I'm in my Princess Leia outfit.
Jabba, Jabba, Jabba.
And he, yeah, correctly says that, and then he fucks me right in the butthole. I like that.
I pretty much break his rusty spokes on a regular. I'm up in there fucking it real nice like.
I love that we keep changing voices. I can't handle it for too long.
Well, let me tell you. What do you think your partner looks so sexy is wearing? I don't know what that voice is.
I'll go goddamn tell you right here, son.
All right.
I like to use butt plugs and... It's kind of what I do. I like it when it goes in, you know, like right over the edge or the ridge, and then it like settles. Oh, that feels good. Yeah. Diddly do.
I like when they're panties. Oh, let me tell.
Come on, Wild Bill, crazy old son of a bitch, tell us.
Well, let me tell. Oh man, rocking in my chair. Oh, that guy gotta go get on that pan and oh, get me excited.
What kind of toys you like, Rob Bill?
Oh, we on the touring pod already? Dang old shit, boy. I've been getting so old, I done forgot about the day old one that I ran on them shit.
God damn, didn't let them.
Yeah, all right, Dill. Well, I think
you should sing it. Sing it.
I kind of like when I show that dildo in your ass, and it feels so good because I slide my dick in right beside it. So you got double dicking. Oh, that's what we call that good old double dicking. So double dicking, got that good old double dicking because I pump on in the inside and I pump on the outside, and you got that double dicking. Double dicking. Yeah, that's our theme song right there, boy. See,
that's one hell of a theme song right there, son.
Yeah, double D, got that double D. What's your most embarrassing awkward for the sex moment there, boy?
Excuse me. I think it was the one time where I was going to have sex with this drunk idiot here, and he, like... First of all, I couldn't get hard. That was kind of embarrassing. And then first of all, he farted because he was drunk. And then he kind of threw up as well. But I was like, whatever. And I still fucked him. It was pretty awkward. But, you know, you do what you have to do.
Well, actually, my mom was awkward. Dang old mama with this guy right here. Oh man, when I went there, we met his mama. We went on there, she was cooking cornbread. Yeah, cornbread and beans, right?
Did you fuck my mama?
And then, you know what I mean? I fucked him in the butt. He went to sleep. I don't put him to bed. And I went and fucked his mama's mouth with his done asshole all over my dick.
How could you?
I never told you. Oh, well, let me tell you. Well, damn it. I guess I got too tested to understand you.
Yeah. I heard you. I loved you. I still love you something.
Oh, God damn it. I love you too. Really terrible.
Well,
during her period.
If it is applicable, what is your routine during his period? Do I write the Queen's Brave? I do not think he has a period.
I do not have a period.
Only when I fuck his ass too hard. Then I do ride the Crimson Wave.
It's just kind of like extra lubricant,
You know what I mean?
It's like just a little something, something extra, you know?
Yeah, you know, he just slides in a lot easier when it breaks from the spokes to a point where I don't bleed all over his shafts. You know what I mean? It's pretty crazy like that. So how would you describe what your partner smells like? I swear, I'm not weird.
I think that's a pretty weird question right there.
That's a pretty weird question. I mean, anybody who asks that question got some problems up in that dome little. Mm-hmm.
I think you smell like a raccoon.
You done nailed it. I slipped the raccoon last night.
You kind of smell like a raccoon and a wilder beast, like they made a child of a wilder rep. I don't even know how to wilder coon.
Wicked, wicked, wild, wild beast.
Nah, it's an ugly looking son, bitch. And you kind of smell like a mixture of those two.
Well, see, you said you done smell like the wilted lettuce in a McDonald's trash can from 1996, and a little bit of death and a little bit of destruction mixed with the blood of an eight. Oh, that's not good.
An 8-year old.
That's not what I was gonna say.
I know what you're gonna say.
I was gonna say an AIDS patient, but you know, that's fucked up. So I think you smell, let's just go back in time and pretend I didn't know they had no sandal. You smell like a used tampon, you dirty motherfucker.
Why did you just call me some bitch? I'm gonna fuck you up.
I swear to God, what let's move on to the next question. I'm gonna put my dick in your bullet, okay?
How would you describe what your partner's comes last juices taste like? Reparent!
Well, I'd say it tastes like shit in a bread basket. It tastes like cornbread dipped in shit. Now you run it around the red beans and rice and you put it on that dang old lobster and you put it on that shit, you know what I mean? And your fucking shit, boy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I think yours tastes like trash.
I think your cum tastes like trash.
Yeah.
Salty ass trash.
Give me some of those salty ass trash coming out. Testify.
Do you watch each other masturbate? All the time. I watch him.
He watches me.
I never let him out of my damn sight, if you don't recall from earlier.
I tried to do it the other way around. I tried to look away from him while I'm masturbating. Look at his rusty face.
Yeah, I'm going to look at you while you're masturbating, and I'm going to masturbate in front of your face, and then we're going to have some face-on-face action, and then we're going to have that cum wheel, but it's going to go through our intestines. It's going to be a big old cum-like twisty straw.
So, do you shower together?
I don't shower that dirty son, bitch.
No, I must profess, I do not shower with that filthy pig.
I do not shower. I do declare that I do not shower with that disgusting human being.
I do declare. It almost sounded like Obama for a second.
Obama. I do declare.
Obama.
Have you ever?
Would you ever watch film where you have sex with yourself and your partner? If you did, what was it like watching it?
Well, see, what we had done was we recorded ourselves, and then we recorded ourselves watching ourselves, and then we recorded ourselves fucking to ourselves watching ourselves while they watched. Did I lose it? I think it was 3, right? Yeah,
something like that. But that was what we were talking about earlier too. Like we already did,
did the foursome
thing with each other. Kind of like I'm trying to illustrate with my fingers here, like like that, and then together, just like that.
Just like that.
I'll post a picture of it if you're interested.
It's pretty sexy.
Yes, it's pretty sexy. Sexy young boy. Don't you mouth up to me, young boy. I'll slap you right in the penis.
Oh, don't threaten me with a good time right now, okay? Do not threaten me with a good time. Oh, no. I swear to God, I would like the way you thought of my penis.
All right. We done?
I think we're done.